Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. This is class session 222. And I'll invite you now to get your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 21. We're going to begin reading in Luke chapter 21 and verse 29 and then on into Luke chapter 22 because we're getting ready to study a Sunday school lesson about Jesus in Gethsemane. Now, while you're getting your Bibles, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Now, if you're traveling from McMinnville to Biola, you'll see our meeting house on the right, about halfway between McMinnville and Biola, just across from Mount Zion Road, and in a beautiful setting at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in preparing for this lesson, we're going to be looking at a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday of March 11th, 1923 by E.A. Elam. And in preparation for that, I want to read up to the story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And we are looking now at Luke chapter 21 and verse 29. And I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And here's the Bible reading. And he spake unto them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see it, and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh. Even so ye also, when ye see these things coming to pass, you know that the kingdom of God is nigh. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be accomplished. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Take heed to yourselves, lest haply your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly as a snare. For so shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the earth. But watch ye at every season, making supplication, that ye may prevail to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21:37. And every day he was teaching in the temple, and every night he went out and lodged in the mount that is called Olivet. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple to hear him. Luke 22:1. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might put him to death, for they feared the people. And Satan entered into Judas, who was called Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went away and communed with the chief priests and the captains how he might deliver him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he consented and sought opportunity to deliver him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Luke 22:7. And the day of unleavened bread came on which the Passover must be sacrificed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and make ready for us the Passover that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we make ready? And he said unto them, Behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house whither he goeth. And ye shall say unto the master of the house, The teacher saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and made ready the Passover. Luke 22:14. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I shall not eat it till it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he received the cup. And when he had given thanks, he said, Take this, divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I shall not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And when he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And the cup in like manner after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, even that which is poured out for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man indeed goeth as it hath been determined, but woe unto that man through whom he is betrayed. And they begin to question among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. Luke chapter 22:24. And there arose also a contention among them, which of them was accounted to be the greatest. And he said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles had lordship over them, and they that have authority over them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greater among you, let him become as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For which is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? It is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am in the midst of you as he that serveth. But ye are they that have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, even as my Father appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and ye shall sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Luke chapter 22:31. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan asked to have you, that he might sift you as wheat. But I made supplication for thee, that thy faith fail not. And do thou, when once thou hast turned again, establish thy brethren. And he said unto them, Lord, with thee I am ready to go both to prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day until thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And he said unto them, When I send you forth without purse and wallet and shoes, lack ye anything? And they said, Nothing. And he said unto them, But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise a wallet. And he that hath none, let him sell his cloak and buy a sword. For I say unto you, that this which is written must be fulfilled in me. And he was reckoned with the transgressors, for that which concerneth me hath fulfillment. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, It is enough. Luke chapter 22 and verse 39. And he came out and went, as his custom was, unto the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And when he was parted from them about a stone's cast, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared unto him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became, as it were, great drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And when he arose from his prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, Why sleep ye? Arise and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Luke chapter 22 and verse 47. While he yet spake, behold, a multitude. And he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and he drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? And when they that were about him saw what would follow, they said, Lord, shall we smite with a sword? And a certain one of them smote the servant of the high priest here and struck off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye them thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. And Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and elders that were come against him, Are you come out as against a robber with swords and staves when I was daily with you in the temple? Ye stretch not forth your hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. And they seized him and led him away and brought him into the high priest's house. But Peter followed afar off. Now that is the reading for the lesson we're going to have on Jesus in Gethsemane. There is a golden text for this lesson. It is found in 1 Peter 3 and verse 18. It says, Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. And the devotional reading is the 22nd Psalm, which I will begin reading now. The 22nd Psalm. The inscription says, For the chief musician, set to Ajiliath Hashshahar, a psalm of David. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cried in the daytime, but thou answerest not. And in the night season am not silent, but thou art holy. O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel, our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and they were delivered. They trusted in thee. They were not put to shame. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, Commit thyself unto Jehovah. Let him that delivered him, let him rescue him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me trust when I was on my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God since my mother bare me. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around. They gape upon me with their mouth as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All of my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a pot shred, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, a company of evildoers have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may count all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them, and upon my vesture do they cast lots. But be thou not far off, O Jehovah. O thou my succor, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, yea, from the horns of the wild oxen. Thou hast answered me. Psalm 22:22. I would declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I praise thee. Ye that fear Jehovah, praise him. All ye seed of Jacob, glorify him, and stand in awe of him, all ye seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither had he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard, Of thee cometh my praise in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise Jehovah that seek after him. Let your heart live forever, and all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn unto Jehovah. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is Jehovah's, and he is the ruler over all the nations. All the fat ones of the earth shall eat and worship, and they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. Even he that cannot keep his soul alive, a seed shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord unto the next generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto the people that shall be born. that he hath done it.